Om Shanti. 5th of November 2018, Monday. May you be a powerful server who gives souls this immortal knowledge and liberates them from their fear of untimely death. So today's blessing is, may you be a powerful server who gives soul this immortal knowledge and liberates them from their fear of untimely death. People everywhere in the world fear untimely death. They eat in fear, move in fear, and also sleep in fear. Tell something of happiness to such souls and liberate them from their fears. Give them the good news that you can save them from untimely deaths for 21 births. Make every soul immortal by giving them the immortal knowledge with which they are saved from untimely death for birth after birth. With your vibrations of peace and happiness, become powerful servers who give everyone the experience of happiness and comfort. In the world, the greatest fear ever had been always about death. So Baba is saying, everywhere in the world, the atmosphere is one of fear. There is something which is known as untimely death. What is untimely death? What is untimely death? Which is unexpected. Death at an early age. Death which is not at all expected. Sudden. Which is sudden death. Unexpected death. Death at an early age. Death which is not in the natural course, but suddenly it has come somewhere. So that is known as untimely death. And what are the causes of untimely death in the world? Accidents, natural calamities, diseases. Accidents, natural calamities, diseases, or murder. Somebody kills somebody, homicide, or suicide even. So these are the 3-4 causes of untimely death. And there was a time, it's mentioned in Ramayana, that during the kingdom of Rama, there was once an untimely death. A Brahmin brought his 12-year-old child's dead body in front of Sri Ram, and they tell the stories of Treta Yuga as per the Indian scriptures. And in that period, there never used to be untimely death. And then when there was a sudden untimely death, and this Brahmin came in front of the king, and he asked why my child died because of sudden disease. This never happened. And then King Rama orders to find out, something wrong must have happened in the kingdom. I must have been doing something wrong, or something wrong somebody has done. That is why the untimely death happened. So the purport of telling this is that long back, means like all the scriptures are written in the Copper Age. So even in the Copper Age, there was no such thing as untimely death. Because all scriptures are written in the Copper Age, and in the Copper Age, this story is told. And then Sri Ram finds out who is the one, and they find out one Shudra listening and hearing scriptures and reading scriptures, and that was not allowed. And that's a caste system was there. And many people are opposed to Sri Ram for this. Those who are anti-Ram, those who do not worship Hinduism, they oppose this one act of Rama. Because then Sri Ram orders at the behest of Narada that that Shudra should be caught and molten glass is put into his ears. That was a punishment that was given to that Shudra for reading scriptures. So that is another story, but the important thing to say is that at that point there was no untimely death. It was very rare. And in today's world, in this jet age, you will find plane crash, you will find mass untimely death. Recently in Amritsar, during the burning of the Ravana effigy, there was so much rush and crowd there, and when that huge, gigantic effigy of Ravana was put to fire and it was about to fall down, all people rushed back and there was a railway track which was going on. And in just few seconds, the rail came and crushed many, about 61 people died and left. And then there was, everything happens in seconds. So at one place, huge number of people getting killed, and nobody had expected such death. They had gone to see the burning of Ravan, but that was the end of their life. So this is also an instance of untimely death, akale mrityu. So it could be accident, it could be homicide, it could be natural calamity, it could be killing by somebody else, it could be killing oneself. So these are some of the causes of untimely death. And one more is disease. Everything is going on well, you go for a general checkup and suddenly doctor tells you that your reports are not good, you need to undergo further test, and you undergo further testing and suddenly you find out there is a cancer which has spread all over the body. And you are told you have only few months now. So there is a fear, a constant consternation in the mind of worldlings or all souls. So there is a fear of this untimely death all the time. So Baba is telling us, remove their fears. But for that, our own fear should not be there. If we ourselves are fearing untimely death, how will we remove their fears? So this blessing is saying, tell something of happiness to such souls. Those souls are so restless, constant fear. They live in fear, they move in fear, they sleep in fear. The day before yesterday, one patient had come from Mount Abu. He works in that Chacha Museum, and he is not very well to do, but he says, I am constantly in stress. I have 3 daughters to marry off and I don't know what is happening to me. I eat, I am in stress. I sleep, but I am not sleeping. I walk, but I am not walking. I am in so much stress. Every moment there is a huge burden on my head and I feel depressed. So he requested us to start some antidepressant. At least something would help me. So you know, the souls are so restless, so depressed, so much in fear and anxiety, panic, lot of panic for smaller things. So Baba is saying, everywhere in the world they fear this untimely death, akale mrityu. They eat in fear, move in fear and sleep in fear. They walk in fear, they talk with fear, they imagine fear. There is a death looming ahead, around, hovering around their head all the time. Tell something of happiness to such souls and liberate them from their fears. Give them the good news. Which good news you will give them? Which khush khabri? which good news we will give them. So there are two things to tell them. One thing Baba has told here, knowledge of soul, who they are. And what is the second thing which we need to tell them? You know, if somebody dearer to us dies, the whole family becomes grieved. If somebody who is our very near and dear one or relative or somebody with whom we have lived for a long time suddenly passes away, it's sometimes difficult. Souls are inconsolable. You know, there was a couple, doctor couple, and they had only one son, and he became dentist, and then that son went to London for future studies, and the parents were in Mumbai, in our global hospital there. He is a surgeon right now, also working. And suddenly one day, they receive a call from London that your son has met with an accident. Not only that much, he has died on the spot. This news they got. It's not that he is serious, he is admitted, nothing. He met with an accident, he died on the spot. So, they went in shock. Not a single word came out, like they didn't understand what to do. That was such a shock that came to them that they became silent, not understanding how to react to this. They had only one son and who died suddenly. So it is sometimes irreparable loss, and they go in that constant fear, state of fear. There was another patient with us, a mother, whose daughter, young daughter, suddenly got sick, and they decided to go to hospital, and whilst they were going to the hospital, they were in that auto rickshaw, and she had fever or something. And while they were going, the auto was at such a high speed that that girl got thrown out of that rickshaw. And she was thrown out, and another truck came and crushed her and went away, and she died. And the mother remained in shock stage for a very long time. So, sometimes it is very, very difficult for the family to accept the fact that somebody who is so nearer to us, so dearer to us, has left the mortal coil. So, the world is in the stage of fear. There is a fear of this akale mrityu, this untimely death, everywhere. And it is difficult for them to accept the fact. So Baba is telling us, what you have to do is tell them something of happiness. What is that happiness? And liberate their fear that you can save them from untimely death for 21 births. Make every soul immortal by giving them immortal knowledge, with which they are saved from untimely death. For birth after birth, with your vibrations of peace and happiness, you become powerful server who give everyone the experience of happiness and comfort. So there are two things about that. First is laws of spirituality. First is knowledge of spirituality. First is eternal knowledge. Who you are? Souls. But I don't think there is any person on this earth who doesn't know that he is soul. If you tell everybody, they say we already know that we are souls. But knowing alone is not enough. That is the theoretical knowledge they have heard from their childhood and they have no experience of that. So one is this. What is the second thing which we need to tell them that can help them to get rid of this fear of untimely death? There's one more thing we have to tell them, which is not mentioned here, but there's one more. What is that? Karma philosophy. Karma philosophy. We see that great people who were there on this earth, they died young. Okay. So what bad deeds they did? If we say that a bad death is because of bad deeds, there were people on this earth who were very pure, who died young, but there's a list of people, list of saints who died very young. So what was that? That cannot be explained on other things. They were some karmic accounts of the past. So they were only for that much period. They came for only short time and they left. And they left their mark on the sands of time. So there's a, for example, Shankaracharya. He began his life work at the age of 8 and he died at the age of 32. That was the only time he traveled across India. He wrote so many scriptures and interpretations of them. A very short life. That's it. But then there were some other saints who lived for a very long time. So there are both groups. In Maharashtra there is one saint, Jnaneshwar. He lived only for 21 years. And in that short period, he finished all his work. Very short life. So there were people like this. Like Mahatma Buddha, he lived for 80 years. Mahavira, he lived for 80 years or more. So there were like both things. So it is the karma philosophy that can explain few things. Like Vivekananda, he lived only for 39 years. That's it. And he predicted his own death. He was shown that he is searching calendar. There is a dictum in English, death knows no calendar. Death knows no calendar. Death has no calendar. So he was shown that he is reading, he is searching Panchang, that is the calendar, as if he is trying to fix his date of death. So there were people like this who had untimely death. And there were people like this who knew that they were going to die soon. Like Jagdish brother had said somewhere in one of his class that when Mahatma Gandhi was about to die, he knew that beforehand. About 1 week back, he knew that Mahatma Gandhi is about to die. But later on he explains it that when he told, then people might doubt that he is involved in that conspiracy. Somehow so, but he knew, even about his own death, he knew that he is about to die. So there are people who know about their own death, if you are going to die. So there are two things. First, give them experience of soul. Tell them of their existence, which is non-physical, which is metaphysical, which is, they are not just bodies, but our existence. I know, we know in a hospital, patients are brought in a very bad stage and then they die. And there is so much commotion and ruckus created by the relatives. There was a young couple who just married and they had come here for sightseeing and they were taking photographs at the sunset or Anadra somewhere. And that lady, that woman, she fell down. And immediately they brought her here. But she was dead before she reached the hospital. And we saw that young man was shouting and he was crying. For hours together he sat on the steps of the hospital outside that counter. And he was crying loudly at the top of his lungs. Inconsolable, uncontrollable, no amount of counseling or anything, nothing was helping him. So, death causes pain. Why? Because for the worldly people, they have no knowledge about soul. They only see the outside physical form, which was there and now it is not there. And they miss that person. And that causes pain. So, deep knowledge about soul is needed. One, not just knowledge, but experience about soul. Also, bodiless stage, experience of bodiless stage, experience of detachment from body. Only this alone can remove this pain, because soul is deathless. Soul is immortal. Nainam chindanti shastrani nainam dahati pavaka. Fire cannot burn, water cannot wet it, air cannot dry it, weapons cannot penetrate it. It is impenetrable. So this knowledge of soul, it is avinashi, immortal. I am that indestructible soul, impenetrable soul, indivisible soul. This knowledge alone frees one from that fear of death. There was a sannyasi in 1857. There was a kranti, a sipoy mutiny it is known as, revolt, the first battle of independence in India, 1857. There was a sannyasi who had kept Maun Vrat, silence, and he was caught by British officers and they thought he is spy and they thought This is somebody who is coming from the, who has come to spy them. And he was asked, who are you? Who are you? But they didn't know who was he. And he kept mum. He didn't speak a single word. And ultimately they killed him. And at the time of death, he said, the last thing that he uttered was, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi. Aham Brahmasmi, and he died. I am not this body, Nachabhati Bhuta Sangham. I am not this body, but I am that. I am that, I am that, I am that. Tatvamasi, Tatvamasi, Tatvamasi. So that was like the example of deathlessness, as if fear, completely fearless. He had no fear. You do whatever you want to do, but I will not. He was firm on in his own sankalp. Of. So, the knowledge of soul once makes one fearless. Otherwise, if we see each and every human being is carrying some or other fear. Death is one thing, but other than death, there are so many other things. Unknown fears are there. Fear of losing prestige, fear of losing position, fear of losing post, fear of diseases. Fear of natural calamities, fear of animals, bear, fear of animals, fear of snakes. Yesterday one person came in the hospital and the day before yesterday and he said that one snake went across his legs on his feet. Did he bite? He said, no, only went from here. Do I have to take any injections? I said, no injections needed. Just it went. It was this much. It was black in color. It didn't white, but it went. So do I have to take any injection? Or there is any danger to my life? So I have seen snakes. This is the greatest fear that induces in the mind. If somebody sees a snake, it's gone. So, fear of snakes, fear of animals. wild animals, insects. So teach them about this, and second, teach them about karma philosophy. These are accounts we are settling here. Baba said in Sunday's Murli, an avatara is somebody who doesn't create any account here. He doesn't create waste accounts here. So, you know, we have lot of accounts with animals also. There was one hospital brother who stayed in hospital for about 20 years or more. He never went out anywhere. One day, he went to his Laukik family. Yeah, and for what reason? He had a cow and he wanted to sell it off. And he took that cow and he, see, this is the karma philosophy is so deep. If somebody stays in Madhuban and he thinks that I will die in Madhuban, this is a sweet illusion. Don't be under that false impression that you stay in Madhuban, so you will die in Madhuban. It's not like that. So he went just for 2-3 days to his Laukik family, and there he took that cow and he was taking it for selling, and that cow's horn, he was penetrated and he died before he reached the hospital. So death can come at any time. Any time. So remain fearless. Death should die, not we. The fear of death should go away, not we. So become deathless. Let fear come. We should welcome death rather. You know, just as there is a birth celebration, birthday, we should have death celebration. Murthday. We should have death celebration. When somebody dies, there are certain spiritual organizations in the world where they celebrate death. When somebody dies, everybody dances. A lot of dancing and everything goes on and on and on. So they celebrate death. No tears. No crying, not allowed. You have to celebrate death. So that is the celebration. So death should become a dancing and singing occasion. He has gone, so why you are giving sorrow to that vibrations of sorrow? Let him go with happy vibrations. But don't start dancing outside. Dance within. So give him sweet vibrations. So karma philosophy and knowledge, these two will eliminate this fear of death. Om Shanti.